99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Tune in live, bitches. Live night, Yalty and Naughty, Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, Friday night, February the 13th. Join us for an entire broadcast where every single thing you see as you are part of the live studio audience is 100% completely live. All the music, all the commercials, all the sound effects. The bands will be up there. The Barbershop Quartet.
Yes.
Which will be joining us. But Daily Big Show and the Men's Room doing the show live. Hopefully you can join us. Tickets are on sale now at KISW.com. All right, Tara, and Steve will have a fart for you.
I hope so.
Yeah, live on stage.
Oh, can't wait.
If I do have to fart, I will fart in fact live.
It is a National Pass Gas Day, so our question, tell us about the epic fart. 206-803-RON.
Well, you fart at live day, too. That's a much bigger area.
That's better for us.
It's a bigger area, no doubt. I think what I'll do, though, if I do have to fart at live day, I will definitely let the crowd know. We will see what it sounds like. And then I want to see if the Foley artist can recreate
just
the sound.
Just stand up and fart into the microphone.
That came out of my butt. But I don't see the Foley artist. Like, okay, can you recreate that sound?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the best that they can do.
Chris in the new Snoqualmie Ballroom.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
which I have not seen yet. So hopefully that'll be an epic event right there.
Yeah. Okay. One of the comments on YouTube from today's question says, "My father-in-law farted in a metal chair during a moment of silence at a funeral. I cannot think of a worse time. Like, dude, just hold it until the moment is. Moment of silence lasts what? 10 seconds?
How about it sound like a little bit of a D here? Like, it's already a funeral. Do you need a moment of silence? It's pretty quiet."
You know what? You make a good point. Because, like, the whole thing is kind of like a moment of silence. We're just not being quiet. It's a funeral.
Right. And I guess he said memorial service technically. But, I like the people are doing them. I've been to a few of them. But
sure.
They're quick. But for that 10 or 15 minutes, it's pretty silent.
It is very, very quiet. Yes, indeed.
Like, generally, I feel like a moment of silence is at, like, a sporting event or something big to honor somebody.
Still a bad time to fart.
Yeah.
So is.
Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
All right. So I'm in sixth grade. We've got the end of the year coming up. All of us friends are all together in different classes in the same classroom. And I decided to eat vanilla frosting in the morning. Probably a bad idea. Because
in the morning. That was your breakfast. Okay.
Yeah, you know, we're sixth graders. Why not? So get in the class, and they're all watching a movie. And I start letting them go. Just silent bombs. And all of a sudden, the teacher starts calling us out. Hey, who's farting in here, man? It smells really bad. I ended up getting kicked out of the class, and I didn't even come back in with my friends. They didn't even want me back in there because it was so bad. So that was a fun end of my year.
Yeah.
Does frosting still make you fart? Like, if you eat a piece of cake, can you count on the fact that you're going to start farting later?
I almost get nervous, but I honestly am a very flatulent person, so I've been trying to really detect what creates this kind of, you know, atmosphere. But, I'm a firm believer in biological warfare.
Okay. Are you lactose intolerant at all?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
If I would have stuck my finger in the frosting jar, man, my mom would have killed me.
That's what I mean.
Like, I mean, that was even like Cool Whip, okay. But because I know she bought that for a cake she's going to make, and I know what the occasion is. And
they know if you've done it.
She opens that thing up, and she sees a big finger scoop out of there. She's going to kill me because she knows I'm the only one that would do it.
So of course.
That was kind of off limits for me.
I don't think any parent wants you to do it, but I definitely did it as a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll eat your cookie dough, you know, but that's about
it. So you just have to accept that it's going to happen.
Tell us about the epic fart, 206-803-ROCK.
I did see a guy once years ago that didn't smoke a lot of weed.
Okay.
But he had a window where he could smoke weed. He smoked weed, and then I watched him stand there and eat a whole container of frosting.
Just the frosting?
Yes.
Wow, man.
And he was literally an athlete, so I think. But I was just like, man, your stomach's going to kill you.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's no way you feel good at the, on the backside of that. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
Well, it kind of starts out with a Seahawks game, some beer, and a big old batch of navy bean soup.
Which is delicious.
It does kind of sound like a recipe for
party. That is one of my favorite soups. Get a ham hock, man. Get some white navy beans. Mm.
Oh, yeah. It's delicious, man. I love it. But made a big old batch of this stuff, and we're watching the Hawks game, and everybody's eating, and after everybody took off, you know, fast forward to time to go to bed, me and my wife, and I've got a little 6-pound miniature dachshund is, you know, my dog, and she always sleeps in between me and my wife underneath the covers, or at least used to. So we went to bed that night. My wife puts on her little CPAP mask and all that. And I don't know, I fell asleep. A couple hours in, I ripped one. That dog came out from underneath the covers, and she was standing on my collarbone. And I've got blackout curtains, so it's pitch black in my room. I can't see anything. And this dog is standing on my chest. I can smell her breath, and she's looking at me like, you rat bastard. You know?
That's probably why she doesn't sleep in the bed with you anymore.
Oh, she still does, but she doesn't crawl under the covers.
There you go.
Well, yeah.
Live and learn.
She learned that lesson. Now, could your wife smell the farts with the CPAP?
Oh, dude, as soon as the dog came out from underneath the covers, she broke the seal. My wife woke up, threw an elbow, and she's like, you nasty son of a bitch. She just started keying off on me. I laughed so hard, my guts hurt for days.
Well, man, an epic fart will wake you up. There's very few, like, I can fart all night, but if it stinks.
Yeah, that's the one.
I get up and go, oh, man, I might need to poop.
But usually your dog doesn't get upset. Usually the dog wants to get a whiff of what you're brewing there. You know what I mean? You fart like the dog comes wandering over.
Farted constantly.
My dog farts a lot. Few of them stink, but she's definitely a gassy little thing. She'll be on the couch. She's dead asleep, and it's just. Eventually, she'll have the one big one that wakes her up. And her ears are up, and she's looking at me, and I'm like, you know damn well that was not me. That came out of your butt.
Miles used to do a 180. Like, you didn't even see him move. He's like, just turn around. Like, what's going on? But I don't know if he was whipping around to smell his own fart, or if he was just wondering what the hell that was.
It shocked him.
It shocked him every time. It was like a brand new experience.
Yeah, but dogs always seem very confused when they fart in their sleep. Like, oh my God, what happened? Like, you farted. It's not a big deal, man.
The ones that wake you up, I can almost guarantee, like, it, sometime during the night on Super Bowl Sunday, I'll have one that'll wake me up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. Just because it's just one of those days. Or like usually Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, you eat a lot of stuff. That's usually like, I think for me, I woke up on the 26th. Like, oh, I got to go.
Yeah, I think Thanksgiving farts are rough.
Thanksgiving's probably in there. But like any of those kind of days where you're just eating a bunch of just stuff you don't generally eat.
Uh-huh. Well, mine was family vacations. Because, you know, you got four or five people in a car.
Right.
Or in my case, a van. And, you know, you're on an 8 to 10 hour road trip.
Mm-hmm.
You're not eating exactly, you know, the best food. You're stopping for fast food or you brought sandwiches or whatever the deal was. But either way, I mean, and the thing with my family was no one would ever admit to the culprit. So they would always blame me. But, you know, I had a brother. I had a sister. I've got a mom in the car. I've got a dad in the car.
But they would blame you.
Right. And it was like, look, this is not me. And with a Volkswagen bus in the back, all you could do was kind of
slide that window half open.
You couldn't even slide it. You got like, it cracked open like an inch.
Right.
In the back. So when you did that, all of the fart was trying to exit. So they rolled the window down the front. All the fart smell is coming straight through the back of that window at me.
Right.
As the, you know, air, you know, goes through the van. Tell us about the epic fart, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
All right, mine starts. I don't know what we ate or what caused it, and it is a we, but that's not important. So my wife and I, this was 22 years ago, we're flying home from California out of Long Beach Airport. There's a thunderstorm blowing over, so the entire airport is shut down. No one's taking off. They're not loading planes. No one's flying out. People everywhere. We, I don't know who started it, start farting, and it stinks so bad. We are just giggling to ourselves like school children because it was so rancid. And after a while of this, I get up and had to pee or something. I walk
away. Uh-oh.
Hello?
Oh, no.
And he's gone.
Brian?
Call us back.
Yeah, call us back, man.
Tell us about the epic fart, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
So I'm going to try to make this quick because I know I can ramble sometimes. I have an ileostomy. Do y'all know what that is?
I do not.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. A colostomy bag.
Oh, okay. All right.
So you don't even have a chute down there?
No, I don't.
Okay.
So, but it's in a different area of my stomach. So while I was in the hospital when they were trying to figure out what was going on with me to have me get this ileostomy, I had to go number two super bad because I have very bad stomach issues, as I'm sure you can tell by me saying I have a ileostomy bag.
Yeah.
And I asked the nurses if I could go to the bathroom, and they wouldn't let me go to a bathroom. They brought me a bedside commode. And this was in the middle of me being probably one of the sickest I've ever been in my life. And I was at Harborview. So I was in a room. It was kind of like a triage.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I was in a room with like 20 other people in like 20 other beds separated by curtains. And that's it. I didn't have my own room. I didn't have a door. I didn't have nothing.
It's more like a NICU or a PICU. You must have been in some pretty bad shape.
Yeah, I was going down, so I told her I had to go to the bathroom, and she wouldn't let me go to a bathroom, and she brought me a bedside commode. So I said, I don't think you want to do that right now. And she legitimately asked me why. And I said, well, I'm in here for a reason. I've had stomach issues since I was born, and I don't think these people want to be present for this. And the nurse completely refused, and I was forced to go in a bedside commode. And when I did, it was a pretty bad event, and I could literally hear multiple people complaining, like, down the room I was in about how bad it smelled.
Well, the water helps. Yeah, it makes a big difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you dry dock one anywhere, right, it smells 10 times worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was lucky I was surrounded at least, like, by curtains, and it was kind of unanimous as to who was doing it, but... At the same time, that was probably, like, the most embarrassing point of my life, and I will never forget that. And now that I do have the ileostomy, I have zero control of that. So I can literally let it rip at any time, and I'll never know it. So I've been in, like, doctor's offices. I've been at, like, the DMV when it was just dead silent, and this thing gets loud because it's just a plastic bag.
Right. So does a fart come through the valve and into the bag? In other words, could your bag feasibly fill up with air?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
So the cool thing about it nowadays is you can't smell it.
Because it's in a plastic bag, but you can hear it.
Oh, and it's loud.
It's probably like hitting, like, a little bubbler.
But does the colostomy bag make it louder?
Yeah, because it kind of, like, reverbs off the plastic.
Oh, geez.
So, like, how that lady who was talking about when she was in Honolulu at Jack in the Box on that chair.
Yeah.
Imagine that, but I have zero control over that, and it can happen, like, anywhere.
So you have body does not give you any indication that you either have to poop or fart. If it has to, it just does it?
Correct. Yep.
What's
the only way
worst?
That I know, like, it happened is because I can feel, like, the weight in my bag. Other than that, okay. I have no bubbles. Huh. I have no, like, stomach movement, nothing.
Where's the worst place that this has happened for you?
Where
other people may have noticed that it happened, and you're just like, boy.
Okay, well, it's happened during intimacy before, quite a few times.
So you still have the bag on while you're doing that?
I have to.
You can't put a cork in it just for, like, you know, half an hour?
If I want to go septic, sure. But
do the people comment during intimacy when this happens, or does everyone just kind of ignore it and you carry on?
So she's been nice. She's a nurse.
All right. Well, that helps.
It's very embarrassing for me, and I think I kind of make it more weird because I, like, stop. And I'm just like, I'm so sorry.
Well, to be fair, you just pooped. I understand that.
Okay, you're trying to tell me. We're together, all right? We're a couple. And we're making love, right? And you could feasibly just start pooping in that bag in the middle of it, and I can watch this happen. Is this correct?
Yeah, you could.
You don't wear a shirt or anything like that. See, like, I'd be subconscious to some degree. Like,
I am, trust me. But most of the time I do wear a shirt, at least, because obviously I am incredibly self-conscious of it. Even so, I've had it for almost 7 years now. But I can't do it without a shirt because I'm incredibly self-conscious.
I would be too.
So, like, have you been with the same woman the whole time?
Yes.
Okay.
Now,
was she with you before the bag or after the bag?
No, afterwards.
All right.
So this is my wife I'm talking about here, and we've only been married for like 2.5 years.
Okay, quick question about that then. You know, and obviously anyone's going to be self-conscious if they have a colostomy bag. I would just assume they are anyway. So you're now on a date with this person, or whatever the case may be, the first time you're going to get intimate. I'm assuming this is a topic you bring up on your own as opposed to saying surprise.
Yeah. Oh, yes, of course. I bring it up immediately.
And how do you, I mean, like, what's the phrasing? Just like, just so you know, I have a colostomy bag.
Exactly. Yep. Okay. That is, because, I mean, as self-conscious as I am, I got to be honest, because, like, that could be, like, a shock factor and, like, a deal breaker.
Well, if they don't know, and I'm not saying to be a deal breaker, but shocking for sure.
So you don't go in for bro hugs or anything like that, right?
No. Yeah, well, I mean, I can if I just went to the bathroom.
Stay high enough. Okay. Well, okay. All right. So let me ask you this. So when that thing gets full, you have a how much time does it take to change it?
Okay, so if I'm in a rush, wait, do you mean like empty it or like actually change the
What do you do? Do you empty it or do you change it? I mean, do you empty it into a toilet and then just put it back on or do you change it?
No, so I have it has a little like outlet at the bottom of it that kind of folds in and is Velcroed.
Okay.
So I just basically sit on a toilet and unfold it and it just dumps in and then I just wipe out the little port and then fold it back up and I'm good to go.
Do you wash it out in the sink?
No.
Okay. All right. Now, has there ever been a time when you got this thing out that you had to go to the bathroom not realizing it and it just, you got to kind of squirt out the hole there real quick in the middle of the changing?
Yep. And that sucks.
Yeah, I was going to say, how far does it fly?
Yeah, so, okay, if we want to get real here. I think the furthest that it has flown, I would give it probably about 2.5 feet.
Jeez, man.
Is it a lot, or is it just like a
It's like a squirt. You know, like if, you have a garden hose that doesn't have like a nozzle on the end and it doesn't fully get finished, and you accidentally step on it and it does a little just, you know?
What's the worst thing that you've hit as a result? Like if you're in your own bathroom, have you hit the shower curtain? Did it land on the vanity and there's your wife's, hair dryer and all that kind of thing?
okay, so a couple times it has went directly in my sink.
well, that's not the worst.
Yeah, at least it's washable for the most part. Other times, there has been a time I hit the mirror.
All right, that's worse than a zit.
But for the most part, I have learned to change it like that in the shower.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Live and learn.
Does it matter what you eat? Like, if I eat a bunch of, like, crappy food late at night, like, sometimes the next day it's not a very solid bowel movement. Yeah. It comes out with force.
Absolutely, it does. So that's kind of half the reason why it will, like, sometimes rocket or, like, make a lot of noise. So if I drink a lot of carbonation, like a bunch of energy drinks or a couple beers or something, that comes out just super loud because of the bubbles.
By the way, what's the volume of the bag? I mean, is there any reasonable threat that you could overflow this bad boy? Right. And again, because you don't have any control and you don't know when it's going to happen.
Super Bowl Monday.
Yeah.
So I'm very self-aware of it. The worst part about it is I haven't really gotten a good night's sleep since I've gotten it.
Sure.
Because I am very self-aware about it, so I wake up constantly through the night. But there have been a couple times where I didn't wake up in time, and it kind of just emptied itself all over the bed.
Okay. Well, I was going to ask if your body stops sending you the poop signal, the universal bat signal that you got to take a dump. I would just think, like, how many times have you woken up and this has happened, right? Because for anybody else, like, if I have to poop and I'm dead asleep, 9 times out of 10, whatever dream I'm having, the dream becomes about the fact that I need to get up and go to the bathroom. And then when I wake up, that's exactly the situation, right? Because I'm getting the bat signal. But if you don't even get that, it's just happening no matter what.
Yep.
Do you have
I have zero bat signals nowadays.
Okay. Do you have I understand that the bag attaches to your side or your stomach. What holds that bag into place? Is there like a Velcro strap that you wear around your waist?
So the main thing is it's basically like a pretty thick like bandage material.
Okay.
And I cut like a custom hole in like the waterproof section of it to go over the port where the stuff comes out.
Okay.
And then the bag snaps on to that.
All right. And then I do have
an elastic strap that goes around my waist that kind of secures it. So I definitely now know how women feel wearing bras all day. I'll tell you that much.
Well, I was going to say, it's kind of like,
but they all have boobs.
Yeah, but you got like Skims on. I mean, I'm sure, like your stomach looks probably thinner.
Yeah,
really. Not when it's full poop.
Damn.
National Pass Gas Day. Tell us about the epic fart. 206-803-ROCK.
The Mighty 99.9 KAISWN KISWHD1 Seattle. The Rock.
live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
Blue Sox last count on at 4:30. In the meantime, it is National Pass Gas Day. Couple of headlines here. National Pass Gas Day. Kids don't find farts funny anymore.
What has happened to these kids?
They did a roundup of the top things kids did not find funny in 2025. And apparently farts are not funny anymore. Videos went viral in July where parents and teachers claimed that Gen Alpha kids don't laugh when someone cuts a loud fart. Even if it's a wet one. Or a squeaker.
Even if it's a wet one, yes.
One video showed a mom asking her kid about it. And he was adamant no one in his class would laugh if he farted. Even if it stunk. He informed her that farting is a normal thing that we do. And she agreed, because he's right. But she said everyone would have laughed when she was a kid. It is not clear why farts are not funny.
Now what happened?
Anymore.
Are we raising serial killers?
Did you listen to that audio today?
Of?
Like the woman on TikTok that posted it?
No.
Basically, the kid just seems smarter. It's a little kid, but he's like, it's a natural thing. And she was like, yeah, but we used to laugh. And he's like, I don't know. It just happens naturally. We don't laugh anymore.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Come on, kids. Lighten up, man.
Here's another one. Maryland caregiver caught on camera hitting a man who allegedly farted in his face. The government ordered a Maryland man to serve 6 months in jail for abuse of a vulnerable adult. A judge did suspend the full sentence, though, and placed him on probation for over a year. The charges, and this is according to Jeannie Peril. Charges stem from November 2023, where Fuzing Mabord reportedly hit a victim who was in his care multiple times. The sister of the victim had cameras installed, which caught Mabord striking the vulnerable man on the back while cleaning him. When asked why he hit him, he said the victim passed gas in his face, and he threatened to do it again if the victim kept going.
Damn.
Here's another one. Woman said she had a 7-year infection after her ex farted in her face.
I remember this
story. We brought you that story probably a month or so ago.
And you know what the worst part is? They're not still together.
No. She sleeps under the covers. Mm. And he kept basically, you know, just Dutch ovening her.
Yeah.
To the point where she got sick. She got an E. coli, fecal oral transmission disease. When bacteria from poop that's too small to see make its way into a person's mouth and digestive tract.
Mm.
Typically, it will cause you to have diarrhea and stomach pain. There was a third video that they put out and revealed that her prescribed antibiotics weren't healing her sinus infection. Now she's going to go under surgery because of what happened when she was breathing the farts through her nose.
God, man.
They're going to use general anesthesia to go up there and physically scrape off where the bacteria has been, really wash it out, and get all of the infected tissue out of there from her boyfriend's farts. And I'm not sure if they're together or not.
No, they have since moved on. And that's the thing. She's like, I dated this guy 7 years ago. It is 7 years later. I'm still dealing with this thing.
Yeah, she... this is a 7-year infection that this woman is going from.
Yeah, think about that.
7 years. How does that get in your sinuses unless you have a boyfriend who farts disgustingly and you're forced to inhale it because you're immobile after ankle surgery and you sleep with the covers over your head? Our question in honor of National Pass Gas Day, tell us about the epic fart. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Bo. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
I got a real quick one for you. I was about 13, and I was on crutches, and my brother was home on leave, and we had to go to a Radio Shack. So I'm trying to keep up with him, and all of a sudden, I got hit with this stench that was just horrible. So I get up there and I looked at him. I said, did you S your pants? You know, and he just kind of smiled. So we're trying to hurry up and get out of Radio Shack. We were at the back of the store. Well, we get up to the front and we're paying, and the manager is standing there, and he says to one of the employees, says, my God, open that door. Somebody S their pants. My brother just kind of smiling, you know, and I'm just like, my God.
He's
that way.
That one's a tandy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I mean, the whole store was just.
Well, they weren't that big.
But still.
You were back there by the little electronic parts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, that hang on the hooks. Those stores weren't huge.
Yeah, but I mean, it was really rough.
Yeah.
When the manager has to open the door, you know it's bad.
If I saw Radio Shack, I'd have to go in there.
No, wait. Were you the only two customers in there?
No, we weren't.
Okay.
We weren't. But My brother's the type of guy that could fart in a windstorm and the wind won't blow through it.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
There you go.
At the break point
in a Radio Shack. Tell us about the epic fart, 206-803-ROCK.
I don't know why that makes it better. Just because it was a
if
Radio Shack.
If I saw
Shack.
A Radio Shack, I'd have to go in.
Oh, I would too, man.
I'd be like, oh, dude, there's a Radio Shack. I just got to see what they got.
To me, Radio Shack was like the kids' version of Sharper Image. You don't need anything in here, but you want everything.
Well, it's also cheaper than the name brand.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you get a stereo, like a realistic
Tandy.
Or whatever. Tandy, you know. And it was
Radio Shack. They also sold CDs and stuff.
Did they?
The one I grew up with did, yeah. We would go in there all the time. There was a bunch of stuff to
but
buy.
They would have like a dumb little robot in there. You had no idea what it did. It was just it
didn't
like,
matter.
Looked
you
like
had to
a
put
space
it together
robot,
yourself. Yeah.
Had little lights on it and all that crap.
Yeah, my brother loved that store because that's where his brain was. Yeah. And I'm like, look, I'm excited to be here because my brother can identify what this is supposed to be. So if he said it's a robot, I'm like, that's really cool. I would never help him make it. But when he was done, I would play with his creation for sure.
I would say, yeah, the Radio Shack I used to go to as a kid now is a giant liquor store and bistro.
Jesus Christ.
Giant
liquor store and bistro.
Yeah.
That is an odd pairing.
It is, but it was such a big location, and it's still there. You know what I mean? Like, I could picture it like yesterday, right? Yeah. So there's a Blockbuster on a corner, Three Brothers Pizza. The back was just a giant Radio Shack, but it closed down forever. So now it's almost like a Total Wine, that big of a store.
Okay.
It's where I saw like our original beer one of the first times on the East Coast.
Okay, that makes sense.
But in the back, they built this bistro too, and it was good.
Huh.
It was awesome. It's just, and you'd have to know. I think it was a Radio Shack. It still has that, like that square.
That's what kind of cracks me up about some of the places, right? So like, you know, every place that has taken over Pizza Hut because Pizza Hut has that roof.
There's one by us. On Lake City
there's
Way.
There's a whole, there's a
that
whole.
That diner.
Dude. I know exactly.
And I love is, that diner. The first time I sat in there, I was like, I just asked the waitress, I go, this used to be a Pizza Hut.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And on X, there is a whole thread. This used to be a Pizza Hut because I used to follow it. There are strip clubs in them, chiropractor offices. And you could just tell by the roof. It's like seeing if they had them out here. I'm not sure they did, but
Howard Johnson.
Well, Holiday Inn had a very distinctive.
Yes,
design. I've seen those taken over. Where they just like Joe's Inn now or whatever
they do.
Arthur Treacher's is the one I was thinking of as far as the light pole sign they used to have, which was a fish and chip shop.
We were in Everett, all right. So we were in Everett, and Miles, we're walking toward Angel of the Winds, right? It's a couple of weeks ago. And we're looking at this building. It has a little parking lot, but it was the light pole thing. And I'm like, dude, that had to be an Arthur Treacher's, but we're not. Was it a lamp store?
It was actually a lamp store.
And so that's so the thing that threw us off. It could have always been a lamp store, but it had that definitive Arthur Treacher's kind of thing out front. So I don't know. But there was a church. I don't remember this in Baltimore, on York Road. It was a former Pizza Hut. They converted it into a church. Next to that was another church that was obviously a former 7-Eleven. But what I liked about this was, because it had a little mini parking lot. Remember 7-Eleven used to put their solo sign up on a big rotating pole?
Yeah.
They took down the 7-Eleven and put up a cross, a neon cross. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, they're making use of what's there.
I do miss when pizza chains, actual pizza chains, had indoor seating.
Yeah.
The pizza was just so much better. It's hot, fresh, you know. It's always a video game in there, too.
Always.
But it was only Pizza Hut.
I mean, there'd be some local
ones. We have one called Pizza Inn, and you could go in.
Right, there was like low, but I was saying Pizza Hut was the only chain I remember. Because like Domino's was always delivery,
mm-hmm.
right? I think Papa John's was like, I don't think they ever had restaurants.
Did anyone else use those odd red cups that Pizza Hut used? That's the only place
Western
I've seen
Sizzlin,
those red.
Sizzler.
Did they use those?
Oh,
things?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
If you got a number on your table, you got a red cup.
What size were those?
Were they
22?
20?
I just feel like as a kid, that was like a bonus, was the amount of soda.
They were huge.
Tell us about the epic fart, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Bree. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Hi, gents. Can you hear me okay? I'm on speakerphone.
Yeah, we got you.
Actually, you're fine.
Great. Well, I don't know if you remember me. I called in about a year ago with a case of Benadryl with my husband, and we ended up talking about how he's allergic to eggs and lots of farting and stuff like that.
I think that's mildly familiar, yeah.
Yeah, you talk to so many people. It's okay if you don't remember. But I was excited about this prompt today because he's given me a lot of material over the years. Love you, babe. This particular story, we were in Ocean Shores. He had just had foot surgery, so he was walking around on crutches. It was summer, and it was surprisingly hot at the ocean, which it isn't usually. We were there with his dad and had fish and chips at a local restaurant. And I don't know if it was a, like they changed their recipe or what happened, but all of us it wasn't food poisoning, but it was a rapid need to take care of it, if you know what I mean. And the bathrooms are scarce in Ocean Shores. I don't know if you've been there or not.
The restaurants are scarce in Ocean Shores. Yeah. You're lucky to find a freaking restaurant or a bar. Christ, we know.
It's insane. So all of us, it hits us at different like times, thankfully. But when it hit my husband, who's hobbling on crutches, it came on so fast that he goes, I got to go. I got to find a bathroom right now. And so we're all panicking, trying to find him one. And we're walking to a Subway at his pace. I'm like, there's definitely one in there. Let's go in. Like, I'll buy a sandwich if I have to. And we're about halfway there. And he, unfortunately, could not fight fate. And it happened. And then he kind of stopped and was like, oh, no.
Like a whimper?
And then he just kept, hobbling to the bathroom. And the best part about this story is he gets to the bathroom, takes care of his business. He's in there for a while. He comes out, and the next guy who's been waiting goes in. And as the door closes, we hear, Jesus.
Yeah. I bet he didn't order a sub.
I felt so bad, but it was so funny.
But all of you guys went down in flames from the fish and chips.
Uh-huh. I ended up finding a very nice, kind lady in the ice cream shop who goes, this isn't, don't tell anybody, but yeah, go ahead and go use this. And it was like the storage closet with a toilet in it for the employees.
Why did she let you?
Hang on.
Once again, bedroom colors, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
So, Brie, I got a question for you then.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's all right, man. Are you normally that upfront with people, or is it just that in this particular case, I am not going to mince words?
Yes and no. I'm a very upfront person, and I've been told that I'm kind of endearing in my awkwardness.
Okay.
But when the situation is crucial, yeah, I don't mince words. I was like, I need to use a bathroom.
Do you or your husband have IBS, or was this just basically food poisoning?
No, this was, I think, mild food poisoning. He does have a really sensitive stomach, but because it hit all of us at different times, I think that this was the mild food poisoning. And again, maybe it was just like the oil they fried it in was bad. I have no idea.
So definitely slick.
What can he not eat? So you say your husband has a sensitive stomach. Like, what is something, like, if you go, it's one thing to eat at home. You can say, I'm not making this for you. There's no chance. But like, you go to a restaurant and you're thinking, please God, don't order blank off the menu. Like, what is the thing that you know is going to set it off?
This is what we talked about the last time I called in, too. Eggs.
Does he like eggs?
He loves eggs. And it's so it's eggs, it's tomatoes, specifically the skins give him a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Nightshades.
And like the nightshade family, yeah. And then soy, sesame. Here's the weird one. His worst allergy is mold. Citric acid, if you didn't know, I think is a byproduct of mold as a preservative. It's in everything. So even like something as small as citric acid can set his stomach off.
What about, I would assume then that real mayonnaise would be a problem, like Duke's. Because that's 100%.
It'll live up to the name, yeah.
That's a good, I don't know. We have tuna frequently, but the mayo we get is like made with avocado oil, so I don't know if that's
Hey, I have a question. Yeah. I have been Ocean Shores a bunch. I've been to that Subway. I know that ice cream shop. Like, do not say the name. I've also had some of the worst food I've ever had in that city. But I would say, was this more of a restaurant or like a bar atmosphere?
It was, and I don't remember the name anyway. It was one of the only places to get food. I remember
there's
it
only
being
three.
A restaurant.
There's three. All there's right. A pizza spot. There's an Irish pub.
Galway Bay is dope.
Yeah.
The Irish bar is awesome.
Right. Irish bar sounds like a place that would serve fish and chips.
I definitely wouldn't have gotten fish and chips.
The thing is,
I like it, but it's not my favorite, so.
Well, not only that, but I mean, I'm exaggerating, but it seems like they also all close at 8.
Right.
Like,
correct.
Really early, like 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
So even if you're hungry late, you're screwed.
Hey, Bray, the next time any one of us goes to Ocean Shores, if we go to that ice cream place, can we put up like a sticky note that says Bree pooped here?
Bree was here.
Yes, you can.
We'll leave, okay. we'll leave a block of cheese.
And at the Subway, we'll be like, Bree's husband cleaned up here. He almost made it.
Trist into this, yeah.
Okay. Just little, some people carve their names. Just like
there's not a lot of options.
No, I love that.
Yeah. Okay. Like I will say, yeah, again, I'm not going to name places, but one place we went, right, Terrence's husband, Brad, he's not a drinker.
Yeah.
So we were in there drinking, he got food or whatever, we walked out, he goes, that might be the worst hamburger I've ever had. And then I went back, like, 2 years later, I had my mom in town, and we went in there, and same thing, I was like, we're not eating here again.
It's just that bad. There's just not a lot of options.
I know,
there's
you not, would think when you have
limited options, you would do better.
Right, but I also think there's just, that tourist season is so short there.
Yeah.
I don't know. For the last, usually you just end up go out there and cook.
But even the people who live there, don't they want to go eat someplace? Where do they go to the casino? They go to Quinalda? What do they do?
Probably.
I mean, that would be my call. Cause
I mean, there's the couple of the hotels, right? I stayed at the Shiloh Inn. Like, they have a nice little restaurant in there and bar. So, I mean, there is a couple spots. I don't know. I have a checkered history with that place. I've had some fun times there, and then I've had some very odd experiences with people where I'm just like, what is going on?
All right.
Tell us about the epic fart, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Brock. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Hey, I wanted to say I'm sorry about what happened to you guys on Sunday. That was a pretty sad way to end your season.
Well, I mean, nothing happened. Guy missed the kick. You know what I mean?
End of story.
Yeah. But I appreciate
it. Now you got to look for a new coach, though.
This is true.
Yeah, we gave you one.
Yeah, I know. I wish we had timed that better, but yeah, here we are.
That was the overall sentiment I read a lot yesterday.
Oh, I saw they were hitting us
just
up
like the people at Baltimore were just like, well, why didn't we do this 2 years ago and keep McDonald?
And then I saw a bunch of Seahawks fans were like, hey, thank you for keeping Harbaugh long enough.
They gave him away.
I know.
I mean, nothing. Just here. Well, you know, you can have
Miles,
it.
Though, the Ravens have already requested an interview with Kubiak.
With Kubiak, yeah. But to be fair, pretty much everyone looking for a coach has requested an interview with Kubiak. So he should come to Baltimore.
So this is back in my 20s, like mid-20s or whatever. I'm dating this hot chick. She's out of my league, kind of. It's one of those where we just kind of would go out on the weekends and go to bars. So, you know, drink some beers, eat some bar food, bunch of drinks, and then we'd go back to her place afterwards. And so this went on for like 2 or 3 months. You know, it was just, we were dating, but it was like,
yeah, casual. You know,
we'd get together on the weekends and have a good time. But we'd always go back to her place and stuff. And so I would, you know, trying to be not poof and make sure that I, you know, wouldn't pass gas when I was out with her. So before I'd leave, you know, late after a few times, because I knew I'd be spending the night at her house, I'd make sure I'd try to go to the bathroom before I left to go out to meet her and stuff. And but so, yeah, whenever we're at her place, I'd have to try to find ways when I, you know, finally had to pass gas to, you know, we're up in bed sleeping. She lives in a single bed loft and the bathroom's right there. So I wouldn't want to go in there and, you know, just stink up the whole place. So I'd act like I was going to get some water in the middle of the night and I'd go downstairs and sit on the couch and just let one rip just to try to cover it up. And then, you know, when she's upstairs, so I'd open up the sliding door and stick my butt out and, you know, let one rip then. And, you know, in the morning I'd have to get up and I'd find an excuse to go outside. Oh, I left something in the car and, it, you know, just go out and do stuff like that. So
I get it, man. Yeah. One of the advantages of being a smoker, it's not always that I need a cigarette, mm-hmm. but I've been, you know, where you're not quite super comfortable with all the company, for lack of a better way of saying it. Like, yeah, I'm going to go grab a smoke and go outside, and I will smoke, but also I got to fart my ass off. And the worst is I'll get up to smoke because rarely am I in a group of people where there's any other smokers. So within the last year, I will say, I was going to pull that move because I can feel my gut, right? I don't really know if it went well. So I'm like, hey, I'm going to go outside, grab a smoke. They're like, all right, no problem. This chick pops up like, oh, God, thank God, someone else smokes. I'll smoke with you. And in my head, I'm like, God damn it, man. Like, I honestly just want to fart.
Well, the ring cam will bust you now.
Well, I got, busted on my, our friend Dizzle is in Colorado Springs. Every time you open the front door, the voice is, you're being recorded. So I finally farted at her, right? Because I had to fart, and I just thought, that's funny. I did not realize that the husband in this scenario, he's a bass player, and he plays with the jazz band. He had a gig that night, and as he explained it to me, he goes, I got 11 alerts on my phone. And he's like, I'm playing music, man, but I can see my phone lighting up. It lights up a little different with the alert. So finally, we have a break-in set. I go over there. Here's the 11 video alert, and it's basically you walking outside to smoke a cigarette. He's like, but like on three different occasions, you were like, shut the F up. You lifted your leg and farted. I said, I did do that. I did not realize that it went to your phone. He's like, yeah, all night, man. I'm like, my bad.
Thanks.
Sorry.
Thanks.
I didn't know.
Tell us about the epic fart, 206-803.
I told you I used to open the slider door.
In your own place?
Yeah. But then the one girl was just like, I know you're farting. I was like, how do you know? She's like, you're just standing at the slider. Like, right? You just open it enough and just barely put your butt out.
Yeah, that is obvious. But, you know, like,
look, it's still courteous.
I don't mind that you know I'm farting, right? I'm not trying to share the stink with you. That's
correct.
That's all.
You
got to
go outside.
Man.
You got to close that slider. Yeah. You got to walk back and forth a couple times.
Yes.
Who's Like Slice is coming up at 4:30, and we've got your emails on the way next from the men's room at KISW.com.